Okay, hello everybody, and welcome back to another Tuesday of License to Chill. This is WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio. I'm Elizabeth. Unfortunately, Hannah is running a little bit late, but she will be able to join us in, like, she said, maybe 5 or 10 minutes. So, to avoid having you guys listen to me talk to myself, I will just start the first two rounds of songs, and then hopefully Hannah will join us when we come back. So here is your first batch of music. Enjoy!
Hanging taken hold of me, and I believe that I might be insane. My thoughts are incomplete. Up late, I don't get sleep. They say it's clear to see that ADD is all that's left to blame. I can't get it together. I should know better. I got a mind like weather. It always seems to change. It's getting harder. So I need a doctor. It's gonna make me smarter. At least that's what they say. I've been bouncing off the walls and shaking. To the scene, buzz from the new vaccine that's curing all my dreams. It's fine with me as long as I get more. My door's left off the latch and all my mirrors cracked. Now there's no turning back, so I just laugh and pass out on the floor. I can't get it together.
We're back.
We're back.
And Hannah just joined. Talk about epic timing.
Wow. I'm here. Yeah, my Zoom decided that right now would be a good time to log me out and not want to log me back in. So that was fun. But also, I went to Sierra Trading Post with Alexander's mom.
Interesting.
Yes, and we were there for longer than expected.
What is?
Yeah,
Sierra Trading Post. Is that like L.L. Bean?
Well,
like
okay,
outdoorsy stuff.
Yeah, so this is my first Sierra Trading Post experience. Basically, it's like Marshalls, but for like coats and like outdoorsy stuff. Yeah, sadly at mom I did not find a coat that I want.
You need a coat for Copenhagen.
Exactly.
I feel like you need a stylish coat. Like I feel like Copenhagen's like a stylish place.
I guess so. I mean, I definitely need a stylish coat because, you know, I gotta look stylish. But yeah, I need to find a coat. Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry that Sierra Training Post was not the end destination for coat shopping.
That's okay. I think we might go back to Sierra Training Post because it's near Costco, where we might go back again.
Yes. You get a coat at Costco?
They do have coats at Costco, but we're going to Costco for non-coat related reasons. But yeah. Yes. I just got a snack brought to me.
Oh wait, it's funny, like, cause like I can see you obviously, but like listeners can't see you. So we just had a surprise appearance from Alexander.
Yes. Anyway, wow, we're back.
Huh. Okay, so we just played Satellite by Guster and Adderall by Max Frost.
Oh, I love that song.
You missed round one. But I have a shout out to give today because Satellite was a suggestion from Jason, and today is Jason's birthday.
Happy birthday!
Yeah, I don't know if he's tuned in. He hasn't texted me, but happy birthday, Jason. I played one of your songs finally, so.
We'll just say happy birthday like every 20 minutes. So if when he tunes in, we'll be like, oh, happy birthday.
Yeah, usually he would text me if he's listening. So I think he might have forgotten, which he told me, like, he straight up was like, it's my birthday, so you should give me a shout out. And I don't give shout outs to people that ask for them.
But
I did today, and I think he might have missed a shout out. But he can always go back and listen to the recording. But yeah, so Satellite, like, from Jason, happy birthday.
I know that song. That's like, that kind of hurts, you know, Jason. I'm not calling you out on the situation. I'm just saying in general, you know, like, it's his birthday, so, like, he's off the hook. But, you know, when you, like, ask someone to, like, someone asks you to do something, you're like, oh, yeah, like, I'll totally be there or I'll totally do it. And then they don't, like, they're not there as well. Like, can you come to this thing with me? And, like, they're not there. I'm like, yeah. I can't. Like, what?
Yeah. It's a bit of a letdown. Anyway. But lucky for him, I did like the song. Like, it's a good song. I'm going to enjoy it in the future as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's not all bad. But happy birthday, Jason. I'm glad I finally listened to your song suggestions, and I like this one quite a bit.
That song too.
Yeah, you said you knew it, right? Like you already
did
know it.
Yeah. As soon as you played, I was like, oh, I know the song.
Yeah. And then Adderall was your choice.
Yes.
I've had it in my possibilities to play this for a really long time. But I chose not to play it because it's about drugs. But now we're not actually playing on air, so I think we can play songs about drugs. But what do you call them? Not the FDA. Who listens to us?
FCC.
Not even close. FCC, if you're listening to us, we apologize. Please don't sue us.
Well, I mean, you know, it's like Adderall's a medication for ADD, ADHD. So it's like you gotta do what you gotta do.
True. Very true. Anyway. Should we? I have 9 million tabs open right now because I'm also running the teal. That's usually Hannah's job.
Thank you. Thank you so much for doing that. Is there a way that I can take it over or?
I don't think. It's not as bad as I thought it would be. Luckily, I logged on a little bit before 6. I've never actually run the teal before. Fun fact. This is my first time, I think, ever running the teal.
I was thinking that, but I was like, maybe she has done it before. She didn't say anything. Oh, my God.
I'm a smart cook. Yeah, I figured it out. But anyway, should we play some more tunes?
Yeah, let's do it up. Weird. I don't have to do anything. Oh, I was like, yep, here we go.
Okay, let me.
I'm just chilling.
Okay, here we go. Enjoy.
Stone, gonna give it to you cold. I don't wanna hurt your feelings, but I think that you should know. Anybody ever thought that they could steal away the flow? Left me all the shine, left me all the glow. Cold. I don't wanna hurt your feelings, but I think that you should. all the glow. Oh, 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 oh
Welcome back, everybody.
Hello.
Hopefully you can hear us.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
Cool. Okay. Hannah, do you have the playlist up? Can you see what we played?
Yeah. Yeah, I got you.
Tell them what we played because my Spotify is tiny and I can't see what we played.
Oh, too many tabs. Okay. yeah. So that was... First song you heard was Left Behind the Gold by, it's by many people. It's by Cards and TX The Way. I don't know exactly how to pronounce that. It's like TX and then The Way. It's like T by the way, like X, T by the way, T, yeah.
Interesting.
That's what it is. The next song was Reconfiguration by Other Lives. Yeah, so that Reconfiguration was my pick. I heard it on Discover Weekly. It was I thought it was pretty chill, but I thought it was nice.
I liked it. I've only listened to like bits and pieces.
Mm-hmm.
But I need to like absorb the whole thing, but I think I liked it. I don't know why I wouldn't like it. I always end up liking everything we played. Even if at first I'm like, oh. But, like, once I listen to it for a couple times, I, like, learn the song. Yeah. And then Left Behind the Gold was my choice. Also Discover Weekly. Gotta love Discover Weekly. Very poppy. And, like, it had, like, a, I wouldn't call, like, a rap section necessary, but, like, a guy talking section. Which, like, doesn't usually fit into our vibe.
To music. But,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Can you hear the sirens? Like, through my microphone?
No. I mean, I wasn't, like, trying to hear them, but I didn't pick it up.
Does your neighborhood ever do... Like, do you live in, like, a neighborhood?
Do I live in a neighborhood? Oh, like, are there... Yeah. I mean, there are other houses around me.
Like, our neighborhood does this thing through, I guess it's, like, the fire department, where, like, Santa, like, rides the fire truck, like, around the neighborhood, and they, like... Mm-hmm. Like, the sirens are really loud, and they give out, like, you can come out front, like, they get candy canes or whatever.
Oh, that's
and then, cool. Like, usually he ends up at the library or something, and then, like, like little kids will go, like, sit on Santa's lap, and, like, the elves are there, and it's, like, that kind of thing. I don't know if they're doing that this year because of COVID, but...
And not anymore.
Yeah, he is, like, I hear the sirens, like, he's going around the neighborhood, and it's really loud, but I don't know if it carries over to you, but...
Yeah, like, Santa's coming.
Santa? Come on, the fire truck.
No, I have not heard anything. Huh, that's cute. Is that, like, one, like every day around Christmas time? Or is that, oh, is this, like, the one day that Santa comes?
This is the one day that Santa comes. I guess, I think they, like, pick a day with nice weather, I guess. Like, I mean, it's really cold, but it's not raining, so.
Yeah. Wow. I'm, like, I feel almost like I'm a little bit a part of it. Like, I'm kind of honored to be Zooming you while Santa's there.
Yeah, unfortunately, like, my room's in the back of the house, so I can't, like, I don't see the road. Like, I can't see the fire truck. But, like, I definitely hear the sirens. Like, they're in the neighborhood somewhere.
But, I see. Huh. Well, that's kind of cool. No, they don't do that in my town.
Hmm. Do you have, like...
No.
Like, and I hear, like, the dogs barking. Like, I think it's scaring, like, neighborhood dogs. Like, I hear a lot of dogs and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But did you have anything in, like elementary school? We had something called, like, Tinseltown, where it would be, like, a weekend, and we would go, like, build gingerbread houses, and then, like, Santa would be there. You could, like, you
know. Wait, where does this occur?
It was in my elementary school, like, in the cafeteria, you know? It was, like, a family thing.
Wait. Okay, so it's, like, a family thing, so everyone goes and, like, they all go to the school, but it's not school-related.
Like, it was only for, like, the kids. Like, my district was, like, divided into three elementary schools. So it'd be, like, you'd have to go to that elementary school to go.
Oh, but it's, like, on the weekend. It's not, like, a school. It's not, like, kids, like...
No, I want to say it was a weekend. Because I don't think we, like, didn't have school for it. Like, I swear it was a weekend. I don't really remember now, but... Yeah, and we would go, like... It was, like, a festive thing.
That's so cute. No, we did not have that at my school. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. I wonder, I guess. Huh. I guess there's a lot of Jewish people who live in Westchester. So maybe Christmas isn't. I mean, there's a lot of people who celebrate Christmas too, but compared to the rest of the world, I think there's a lot of people who celebrate Hanukkah too. That was my first thought. Yeah.
Like, if you had to give, like, a percentage of, like, your high school class that you would say, like, celebrated Hanukkah.
What's the percentage?
Yeah. Like, I'm...
Maybe, like, a good 30.
Really?
Maybe, like, 20. It felt like a lot because they were always... I remember, like, there was all these bat mitzvahs, and, like, if I didn't get invited to one, I'd feel bad. I mean, not, even if I didn't know the person, I'd be like, oh, like, I didn't get a cool sweatshirt. And, yeah.
I guess that is a very,
that
like,
was
like New York thing.
I guess so.
There are a lot of Jewish people in New York. Huh.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess. So there weren't any bat mitzvahs at your school.
I had one friend that I knew for a fact she was Jewish because she would like miss class for like some extra holidays that, you know, we wouldn't like have off school for. Yeah. But other than that, I can't think of anyone else who I knew like for a fact was Jewish.
Oh, that's because like we get off for school for like the Jewish holidays.
Interesting. Yeah. No, we like she would miss class for like extra holidays and like we wouldn't like she would. It would be like a religious excuse, you know. But like the rest of the school.
Huh. That's so I always like kind of like I'm not that religious. Like I don't celebrate those. I don't celebrate Yom Kippur. But it's so interesting. Like different places, different things. I mean, yeah, it's obvious, but you don't really think about it.
No. Huh. Mm. That's quite cool. Well,
there might be, yeah, that's cool. I mean, there might be some. I mean, we definitely had like Christmas. There's definitely some Christmas things that happen. I just didn't know about them, I guess. Huh.
How many bar mitzvahs did you go to in high school?
Did I go to? Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4. Maybe like 6.
Wow. No, I've never been to a bar mitzvah. Huh.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't... It was fun.
It was they're very like formal things, right?
Yes. Oh, yes. You go.
Like you dress up, and it's like
you have to. I went to like you go to like temple, and like they have the whole like ritual for like it was like a while. Like some of them were like hours. Maybe it just felt like it's definitely like 2 hours, maybe of like going to temple, which like I've never done that before. And that's, it's like the family, there's like all these different things. And it's like, you have to like, they read something. And then there's the party, which is usually just like dancing. Like most of them were just like dancing and like music. And then I went to a rock climbing bat mitzvah once. And it was at the like local rock climbing place. That was kind of cool. So that was like, I don't even remember going to the, I must have gone to the temple for that, but I don't remember. But I remember we all came back to the rock. I guess she like rented out the rock place because then I remember there was like dancing like in the rock, like around the rock wall.
That sounds like so much fun.
It was a little like weird because like I was in middle school and like everyone was awkward, but it was cool. Yeah.
Oh, how old are people for their bar mitzvahs?
So it's 13. But then there's something about if you're a twin, when B'nai Mitzvah, it's 12 or 13. I think I'm pretty sure it's 13. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. But it was fun.
It does sound fun. Interesting.
Yeah, it was pretty. It was a good time.
What do you know?
Yeah.
Like different areas. Yeah, that's... Yeah. So you didn't get Tinseltown, but you got bar mitzvahs instead. It's cool.
I didn't get Tinseltown, no.
Can you eat gingerbread? Is gingerbread gluten-free?
I cannot eat gingerbread. Sadly.
Actually,
I feel like...
Wait, in hindsight, our gingerbread houses were cardboard anyway. And we put graham crackers on
them. Are you serious?
Yeah, so like my dad would build them out of... Yeah, my dad would build them out of like tissue boxes before we went. Like you had to bring your own like house, and then they had like the icing and the candies and stuff.
Oh, wow.
And I think we use like graham crackers. So we would like ice the tissue box. And then put, like, we didn't eat them, you know?
Yeah, it's a decorative. Wait, so you could have brought a gingerbread, but the cardboard's like sturdier, obviously.
It was easy because I think we just like hot glued the tissue box together, you know?
Yeah. Wow, that's fancy. That's kind of like, that's a good idea.
Some people went really like elaborate with their houses. Now I'm like thinking back on it. Now.
Really?
Like some people went like hardcore with their cardboard houses.
Oh, wait. So everyone did. Most people did cardboard.
I want to say yes.
Okay.
I think so. I mean, it makes sense, right? Like it's just easier, especially if like drive it there.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Wait, was there like a contest at the end or it's just like, do the best, it's fun?
Oh, no, I don't think it was a contest. I don't think so.
That's so cute. They like, yeah.
Everyone just has a good time, yeah.
Oh, that's cute.
Man, I missed, I want to build a gingerbread house now. Now we're talking about this. Aww. I want to build a gingerbread house.
I want to eat a gingerbread cookie.
I bet you can find a gluten-free gingerbread recipe.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever had it. I feel like I have this pic. I have like a, like, I feel like I know what it tastes like, but I don't know if that's because I made it up or that's because I've had a ginger snap.
Oh, but, yeah. I bet that'd be similar.
I think I've had a ginger snap.
Huh.
What's the difference?
I don't really know. Should we play some more tunes and then we can research the difference between a ginger snap and gingerbread.
Let's not get carried away.
I see what you did there. All right, let's play the tunes and we'll find out if you guys can see. Pun. Okay.
We're so bad.
Enjoy.
Somewhere off the PCH with some beaches, drinking hot lemonade. Oh,
Welcome back, everybody.
And we're back. Hello.
Okay, so we did some research. Actually, wait, before we jump back into talking about food, Hannah, what did we just play?
Oh, yes. That was Carried Away by Overstreet. It's all in caps, so I gotta say it in caps. And the second song, thank you. That's what one of my Global 10 history teachers, he would like make a presentation and then write like words in caps, and he'd be like, Overstreet! And everyone would be like, what? He's like, it's in caps, I had to yell. And we're like, okay, Mr. Green. No, he was a really good teacher, though. If anyone's thinking about taking Mr. Green at Mamaroneck High School, I strongly recommend. But anyway, and that second song was Pink Chateau by In the Valley Below.
Such a good song. It was Hannah's choice. You know, you just get those songs where you're like, wow, such a good song. I don't know why, I just really liked it.
Glad you liked it. It's a lady. So, like, that was kind of different. And at first, I was like, oh, like, I don't know how I feel about this. And then I kept listening. I was like, whoa, like, this is groovy.
I'm like, I said this last night, but, like, kind of sexy. Like, drinking champagne in the Pink Chateau. Like, wow. Fancy.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. But it was pretty cool. Discover Weekly pick. I'm getting into Discover Weekly now.
Sometimes you find some real gems in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
My choice.
Exciting.
Yeah. Carried Away. That's an Aunt Donna song. Shout out to Aunt Donna.
Shout out.
It's a good one. A little poppy. A little like modern rocky. But groovy. I like it.
Yeah. Did you... You know how they have that like Spotify Wrapped thing?
We do need to talk about our Spotify Wrapped.
Okay. I brought it up, but realized that I should not have brought it up. Because, basically, don't tell me, like, I shouldn't have done this and, like, it's stupid that I did this. But basically, Alexander was making an app where you're at a party or, like, you're in a group situation and you're playing music and you want and other people want to like add to your playlist instead of having to like go to your phone and be like, what's the password, like where is the Spotify app? They can log into this app, like type in the code to the website or something, and they can change your playlist and change the song that's like happening in the party or whatever. So, long story short, no one take that idea now that I said it out loud. It's been taken. But basically, so I let him use my Spotify premium for the student account that I have, because I was like, oh, you know, if you want to like test it out for, you know, it's annoying to like have ads if you want to like test out his program or whatever. And I was like, you can use it, just test out the program. So then apparently every time he tested out the program, he used the same song. So now my number one song is Never Meant by American Football, a song that I have never heard.
Wait, that's so funny.
Yes.
That's a bummer for you, but that's really funny.
I know, I'm so salty. And the only thing that's like making it a little bit okay is that I didn't even really listen to that much music this year, because like I listened to so much music at school. Like, you know, this summer I wasn't, like, I was kind of at home, like, I don't know what I was doing, but I wasn't, like, walking to campus, like, listening to music.
How many?
So it would have been skewed anyway.
Yeah, how many minutes did you have?
I don't remember.
Oh. Let's pull it up. We have some extra time, because I didn't talk much at the beginning of the show. So we can chat about our Spotify Wrapped. Will it still come up?
Okay. Do you remember what yours had?
2020 Spotify Wrapped. See, I'm kind of embarrassed to say this, because my songs were like, the first three were songs that I like had on repeat when I was doing workouts over the summer. So they're very like, do you know the song Jordan Belfort?
No.
Like, wait, it's like it a very Jordan Belfort, like Belfort. It's just like a rap song with like trashy lyrics. It's just like,
oh my God,
not an appropriate song. And like, that was my second most listened to song. Cause that's, I just so like funny, love to play it when I do workouts.
Yeah.
And then my like top popular song was another rap song. And then my third one was that, this is really embarrassing, that Roses remix that people were playing on TikTok.
I don't know.
I think you would recognize it if you played it. But that's another song that I ended up really liking to work out to. But then Left Hand Free was on there. It's one of yours.
I love that song.
And so then let me go back to Left Hand Free and
9,300 minutes.
Oh, you were slacking this year, Hannah.
Yeah, I was like really, really slack. And then like probably like 2,000 of those minutes is not even me. Probably even more, like 5,000 of those minutes is not me.
One of those years.
I'm embarrassed, but 2020, man.
Yeah, and then my artist, Saint Motel was up there. Tudor Cinema Club was up there, obviously. Magic Giant, The Revivalist, and Andrew McMahon. So all people that we played on the show, but then my songs were like more like stuff I worked out to. But yeah, okay. that makes sense.
That's kind of good
though. Yeah, like I was happy with my artists, especially Andrew McMahon, because I just really like his stuff. I should play more stuff on the show, but I haven't done, I don't think I've done any this season.
Wait, who's Andrew?
Remember Andrew McMahon in the Wilderness?
Andrew.
I think we played two or three of his stuff last semester.
There's like a beach on the album cover, I think.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I remember that, I think. It was very like happy, we decided.
Yes, very like uplifting lyrics.
That's cool.
Yeah, and then I did not share it on my Instagram story.
Which is nice.
Yeah.
No, neither did I.
No, I do, like, I genuinely find it interesting to look at people's on their Instagram stories, but I did not want to share mine.
Yeah. I was too salty about how mine was inaccurate that I was like, I don't want to see yours. But yeah, it
was funny. Yeah, that is funny. Well, next year we'll have it back to normal. You'll be listening to all kinds of, like, Copenhagen music.
Oh, my God, that's so true. Well, okay, and then it gave me Weezer was my number one hit, and then I was in the, like, top 2% of their listeners. And I was like, that's weird. Like, I don't think I listen. Like, I listen to Weezer, like, occasionally, but, like, I don't go out of my way to listen to them. And I was like, hey, do you know why? And Alexander was like, oh, my mom was listening to a lot of Weezer. I guess it was on your account.
His whole family.
Yeah, top 2%.
Wow.
The top 2%? That's like, what?
Yeah. I'm sure Weezer has quite the following, too. So, wow, Mrs. Alexander's mom. She's really a big Weezer fan.
Yeah, I mean, like, what a kind of impressive, not going to lie.
I think I was in the top 5% of Andrew McMahon's listeners this year. But, like, he's a much smaller artist,
Nice.
I feel like that makes sense.
Yeah.
But, like, I saw someone from Lafayette on their story. Yeah. They were in the top, like, 0.5% of, like, The Weeknd's listeners. Which is, like, obviously a massive artist. So that must be, like, really hardcore listening to The Weeknd.
That's insane. I saw someone was, like, top 0.5 or something of, like, Harry Styles.
That is dedication.
I wonder, like, how... Okay. I don't really... Like, I listen to the same song on repeat not that often.
No, like, I can't. I get bored immediately.
I get annoyed. Like, the only song... Okay, you know that song Snow by the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
That deserves to be listened to on repeat.
That was, like, my favorite song. And so I would listen to that if I was, like, doing something and I was like nervous. It's like on my way, like if I was walking to a test, I would listen to that song. But like, you know, how many tests? Like I didn't have that many tests.
So, yeah. Should we play our last round so that we have some time to sign off?
Let's send them off. Yeah. Okay. Let's do it.
Last round. I like these songs. Okay.
Oh, yes, yes. This is good. Good batch.
Enjoy. Good.
Tell me, do you hate me, or do you wanna date me? It's kinda hard to tell, cause your eyes are looking crazy. So why are you coming over, anything but sober? Looking like it's time tonight for fight or flight.
Hold it steady, I'm drilling in like a J-Paul Getty. Smith and Wesson, I'm taking shots that'll keep you guessing.
Well, tell me, do you hate me, or do you wanna date me? It's kinda hard to tell, cause your eyes are looking crazy. So why are you coming over, anything but sober? Looking like it's time tonight for a fight or flight. Ooh. 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 Ooh.
What you gonna do?
Welcome back.
We're back, everybody. Hello.
What did we just play?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. So that was Van Horn by Saint Motel and Chains of Love by The Arcs. Two great songs. That second song, Chains of Love, was my pick, as it was by The Arcs, my new favorite band, with Dan Auerbach.
My new favorite singer.
Classic song. I thought it was pretty good. It's a little like bluesy, maybe, you know, not as upbeat, but I thought it had a nice like groovy vibe, or you know, like really getting down.
It was fun. I liked it. And then Van Horn by Sam. Speaking of Saint Motel, my second most listened to artist this year. Van Horn was from the same album that Old Soul was from. Unfortunately, we played Old Soul on the episode that I don't think anyone actually heard, because I love that song.
Tragic Day.
But yeah, this is from the same album as Old Soul, and it's fun.
We'll play it again one day.
We all play it again at some point. I'm still salty that show didn't work. I think I put the recording on the website though of like just the music. So yeah, if you did want to go listen to it, I think you actually. No, I didn't do that one, because we're going to try and splice together the recordings we have. But I probably should, because the recordings we have don't have all the songs. But that was a messy day.
Wait, I just had a weird thought. What if we redid that song set and just did like an extra show?
That's probably a good idea.
Like, you know, like I'm not doing anything.
And we could just... Wait, you're so smart. Like, just pick an hour. Like, obviously, we wouldn't broadcast it live, but we could just pick an hour.
Yeah.
You and I just redo the show, and then I just upload a totally brand new recording.
Yeah. I mean, it wouldn't be the same banter as the original show, but...
Our banter is so good that it doesn't really matter.
We're just too good.
Huh. Wait, yeah, that's so smart. Mm-hmm. We should pick a day to do that at some point. Like you said, I'm not doing anything. Well, I am working, but nah.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely have a free hour.
Free? I don't have to struggle too hard to find a free hour.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, that's kind of cool.
I forget what episode that was, but guys, stay tuned. I will upload a recording of that. I think it was 33, maybe? 34? Something like that?
36? Yeah, maybe one of them.
36, 32,
or
33.
I was just thinking that could... That could be really fun. Let me go to the website. But I was just thinking, it could be really funny. We have a one of our shows. It was like show 29 or something. I think it was like last year, and it didn't work.
Oh, I did see that one.
It wasn't 29. It was 24. Show 24 has no recording. That'd be funny if we like saw the set list. Like we have the track, and if we just like. Redid the banter to see what happened.
You definitely still have that playlist somewhere as well.
Yeah, totally. It looks like a really good playlist. There's Andrew Bird in it.
Oh. Andrew Bird, we have to redo it now. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Okay, let's sign him off before we get cut off.
Oh, that is a thing. All right, here's like redeem yourself, Hannah. Give us the spiel.
Okay, let's go. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College, Easton, Pennsylvania, /Little Silver NJ/Reading PA. This is Hannah. You are listening to License to Chill. You're listening to License to Chill. I'm Hannah.
And I'm Elizabeth. You were so close. And you will hear us next Tuesday. This was a good playlist. I had fun.
Yeah. See you guys.
And we've been cut off. Bye. Good night.